Happy Friday. Thank you for being here once again. Welcome to the Lymph Lounge, the conversational podcast about cultivating a state of flow in our bodies and our lives. So sit back and relax because today we are chatting about resistance. If you are brand new, just a quick introduction. I'm Genevieve Albert Mowinney. I am a retired facialist turned lymph naturopath a few years ago. I specialize in helping women alleviate lymph congestion to really cultivate that lymph flow from head to toe. Because when your lymph flows free of congestion, your body can then regenerate faster. And when the body can regenerate faster, that creates an environment for ultimate radiance and vitality naturally without needing to go to extreme measures. So the lymph teaches us simplicity. So when the lymph is not flowing properly, it means there is resistance somewhere or somehow. And that can be resistance from various stressors that we are going to discuss further today. But before we dive into that, I want to talk a little bit about resistance in our lives as well, not just in our bodies. So this year, I am making an effort to really celebrate the milestones. Celebrating milestones, I find, allows us to take a pause and reflect on the various journeys life takes us through. It's a time to take it all in and allow ourselves to feel a sense of progress, personal growth, and accomplishment. And I have shared on social this week that I have been in business for 9 years, and what my business was like at the beginning is very different now from when I first started it. And there was a period where I resisted change for so long, and I would have saved myself a lot of grief for 5 years if I had just embraced change sooner and embraced this new passion right away. But what I have noticed is a lot of people also go through the same process where we resist things for so long. And when we finally embrace them, we're like, why didn't I do this sooner? And that also applies to our bodies. What I have learned over the years is embracing change and letting go of resistance can be the key to honoring our journeys and moving through our journeys with more ease. And that includes health journeys as well. And when we are in more ease in our lives, our body is more in the flow. So letting go of resistance in our lives can certainly result in less constriction, less resistance in our body as well. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about more today. So when it comes to lymphatic health, lots of people think it is just about lymph flow, but it is much more than that. It is about free flow in the body. When we resist in life, when we constrict ourselves, put ourselves in a box, it affects our whole being. See, the lymph runs on 3 major factors, ultimately, to flow well and naturally cleanse our bodies and provide it with the essential building blocks and to transport our immune system. And you probably won't read that a lot out there. This is accumulated experience, and what I have noticed is the lymphatic system responds extremely well to frequency, energy, and vibration. And to me, that explains why this system has been flying under the radar for so long and is so misunderstood or tends to be considered secondary to health. This is changing a little bit, and it's good news. So it runs on things that we can't really see. We can only feel them if we are paying attention. So back to resistance. Society as a whole does not like change. Humans do not like the unknown. And after all, if we think about it, this is why humans have survived for so long. We're constantly looking for continuity and familiarity to survive. But in this day and age, there are so many possibilities available to us. There is so much available to us that looking for continuity and familiarity by default might lead us to lose a lot of our vitality and radiance. But that true vibrancy and radiance begins with letting go of resistance in our lives. And then the body usually follows after that. So letting go of resistance in our lives is very important to keep a healthy flow of lymph and of everything in our bodies. The lymphatic system supports the detoxification and regeneration of our cells and tissues, as I said earlier. But in order to support that, there needs to be an energy, frequency, and vibration component. For true, lasting, effortless vitality and radiance, you need to support your lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system runs on energy medicine, frequency medicine, and vibration medicine. What I'm trying to say is, if you want to harness the power of the lymphatic system for true vitality and radiance, so that your body and your skin and your life really becomes less high maintenance, then you will have to embrace your lymphatic system, because in many cases, it is the missing piece of the puzzle. So you will have to embrace energy medicine, frequency medicine, and vibration medicine. I often get a very visceral reaction from explaining this concept, and it's okay if it's not for you. I completely understand and I completely respect that. And this is why sometimes I hesitate to discuss this topic. But for this episode, I was like, okay, I need to talk about this, because in the newsletter and in this podcast and on social, I talk a lot about stuff that is not necessarily lymph, but there is other components of lymph that I find are not talked about enough. And this is why today I wanted to talk about the energy and frequency part, because it's really big. So if there is a part of you that is curious and wants to learn more, then stick around, because we're only getting started. So my question today is, are there any areas of your life where you're feeling resistance? You know, you've been feeling resistance for a while. You're either, you know, we're trying to push through or just ignore it, hoping it goes away, but the resistance is there. You can feel it. What is possible for you if you let go of resistance? How can you start paying more attention to what's going on in your body, to where you can feel constriction? Those are all good questions to start this process of reconnecting with your flow. Today, for our first segment about drainage, we are going to talk about three types of stress that can create congestion in our lymph and hinder the general flow in our bodies. Those are lifestyle stress, chemical stress, and functional stress. Let's start with lifestyle stress. Proper lymph flow brings, as I said many times already, nutrients for tissue regeneration. It nourishes and oxygenates tissues where even blood can't reach. Many lifestyle habits do promote lymph congestion, unfortunately, especially diet, exercise, and sleep hygiene mainly. This is why the topics I cover for lymph are not limited to just lymph. It is a much bigger picture than that. It's about nutrition, like nourishing our bodies, movement, mindfulness, etc., because those all affect our lymph's ability to move ultimately. So stress in lifestyle areas can lead to internal changes in our tissues and organs, which affect our vitality, and also external changes in our tissues, which affect our radiance on the outside as well. But the good news is we can help restore and promote proper lymph flow, and therefore restore the health of the tissues with manual techniques and lifestyle adjustments. Shocker, right? I like to combine in-clinic manual lymph drainage sessions with the proper lifestyle changes, the proper tools, techniques, and technologies at home. Manual lymph drainage techniques to look for are Vader, Foldy, or Foldy, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Casely-Smith, Chickley, and Leduc. I will list those in the episode description. And then for at home, I get asked that question a lot, and there's a couple things I can recommend. First is microcurrent, a good at-home device. Certain frequencies do stimulate drainage, lymph drainage. I also recommend red and infrared light therapy, vibration plates or tools, sauna tools such as sauna blankets if you don't have a lot of space, gua sha tools, fascia tools as well, such as the Fascia Blaster by Ashley Black, and grounding pads. Those are the main ones, and I will also list all of those in the episode description. Then we have chemical stress. The term chemical is used here to describe the waste produced by our cells daily, the various toxicants that we can be exposed to in everyday life, If the lymph cannot flow properly, to clean it all up, waste and toxicants can accumulate in our cells, in our tissues and organs, and also create various internal and external symptoms. So proper, gentle detoxification combined with a low-tox living philosophy, eliminating a little bit at a time, and also mindfulness strategies can help unburden the body and help us feel like ourselves again, while all the while supporting external improvement as well. That's a bonus, right? And for chemical stress, I recommend bioresonance testing. It is also called a biosurvey, bioenergetics, or biofeedback. I can tell you from experience that many aspects of lymphatic health, such as parasites, mold, or heavy metal stress, can be easily missed on traditional testing, unfortunately, and can just make it harder to get to the true root cause in many cases of why things are not flowing properly. Then in the last stress category, we have functional stress, also known as physiological or biological stress. Functional stress is the basic idea that bodily changes occur as we gradually accumulate damage to various cells and tissues in the body over time. This process is inevitable, but it doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do about it. While this concept is pretty simple and straightforward, i.e. damage, it requires a little bit more robust regenerative approach. For this, I like to recommend low-level laser therapy or even shockwave therapy or any type of non-thermal healing waves or healing frequencies that can go a little bit deeper than drainage or than what you can achieve at home with various devices, equipments, techniques, or tools. Sometimes you need a little bit more than that to help restore those layers where scar tissue can build up over the years. So when we are talking about cultivating flow in our bodies free of congestion, I will tell you that in many cases, addressing lifestyle stressors can make a big difference. This is the first step. And then addressing chemical stressors kind of takes you over the line. And then you can address functional stress as the cherry on top kind of thing, if needed. So the resource this week is the Flow Workbook. It's a practical workbook of 17 exercises to help support more ease and less resistance in your life. And let me tell you, I will share a behind-the-scenes story with this today, how this came to be the free resource. It was not originally the free resource this week, and you just can't make this up. Life handed me the perfect story as an example to showing less resistance to what happens in life and to really stop and to really listen to what's going on. If you want your own PDF copy of what we're going to talk about today with a few additional tools, make sure you join the newsletter at lymphinitiatives.com/newsletter. You will have access to not only today's PDF, but also a vault that contains all of the past PDF resources shared since the beginning of the year when I started that newsletter. So originally I had something else planned. It was around nutrition and food. And the first time I recorded the part separately so I can focus better. And when I came to record the last part about the free resource, the first time it did not save for some reason. But then it was too late in the week. I had clients, I had reports to send back to clients and to prepare. So I was like, I don't have time to record again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to push it to the week after. If you're a member of the newsletter, you saw that email. And then on Monday, I sat down and recorded that part again. And it did record, but the screen was black. And I was like, what is going on? So I was like, well, maybe it's not the right time to share that resource. Maybe I've been talking about nutrition too much lately. You know, I've been talking quite a lot about nutrition, and maybe it's time to shift to something else. That's kind of like the awareness that I got when I just sat down and asked myself, why is this happening? Then I was like, okay, well, I don't really have time again to build a new resource because I still have to do episode 4. So I started, you know, shuffling through the past resources that I've shared like in past years, even before the newsletter. And there's the For those who have been following for a long time, my business used to be all about self-care. Then I started realizing that everything I was doing within the self-care realm could be applied to lymph. It was like my true passion. So that's how I shifted. But I had the self-care workbook. And some of you who have downloaded the self-care workbook, actually everything in it, all the exercises are about resistance. Having more ease in your life, having more flow in your life. So I was like, wow, this is perfect. So this is what I'm going to talk to you about today. If you are looking to cultivate more flow and ease in your life, this workbook might be of tremendous help for you. Today, I'm going to go over the first three exercises that you can find in that workbook, and you can try them after this if you'd like, and you'll get 14 more when you download the full PDF workbook. And full disclaimer, I'm not a counselor. This workbook or this segment of the podcast does not replace professional counseling or therapy. Never delay or stop prescribed or recommended mental health treatment because of what you hear in this podcast or what you read in the PDF workbook. I'm only sharing tools for educational purposes that you can use and explore if they work for you. I suggest that each week you select 3 to 5 exercises to complete. After making your selection, make sure to include these exercises in your schedule. You can use your favorite planner to do so. By choosing these weekly exercises and putting them in your calendar, it allows you to give yourself time for reflection, no matter your obligations. Like I say, if it's not in your calendar, it doesn't exist. Every week, you can either choose an exercise that you enjoy, or you can challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone and choose a different exercise that you would not normally choose. Always keep in mind that the workbook serves as a tool for cultivating more flow in your life. So feel free to use it however feels right in that moment and that week. The first exercise is a meditation exercise. Many people are uncomfortable with meditation, and I don't blame anyone for feeling that way. Meditation is a lost art, and one of the ways we can cultivate flow is to quiet the monkey mind. And the best way to quiet the monkey mind, you guessed it, is to meditate. But again, society has put meditation in a box on what it needs to look like or should look like. Meditation doesn't have to be done a certain way. You can walk during meditation. You can stand up with your hands on the back of a chair. You can lay down anywhere you'd like. You can fold your knees. You can sit on the couch. You can sit anywhere. It does not matter. And if the first thought that pops up in your mind is, I am not good at meditating, I can't shut down my mind, well, that, my friend, means you are good at meditating because you're aware of what is going on in your mind, and that's meditating. Awareness is the first step. And if you can start to notice what's going on, you are excelling at one of the aspects of meditating already. So let your monkey mind flow, and then eventually, the more you meditate, the more easily you'll be able to quiet the mind. That might take some time. Don't set expectations. So find a comfortable place to sit and close your eyes. Place one hand on your belly and one on your chest and take a deep breath in through your nose and notice how your belly pushes out your hand. Breathe out through your mouth and give your belly a gentle push to make sure all the air is out. You can repeat that for 5 minutes. And if your mind starts to wander, count your breaths as you breathe in and out. Remember, if you're aware that your mind is wandering, it means you are successfully meditating. When you reach 10, start again. And then track your progress by taking notes every time you do this exercise. Write down whatever comes to mind in the moment. So that's the first exercise. The second exercise for cultivating flow in our lives is saying no. Saying no to things that don't bring you joy and that don't move you forward. Part of life is having to do things we don't want to do. That's not what we're referring to here. We're referring to advocating for ourselves. So start laying the groundwork to remove whatever doesn't feed your soul from your life. Track the times you took the opportunity to say no and notice how you feel after making the decision. So that's the second exercise. It's quite simple, right? The third exercise I want to share with you today is no complaining. Today, be mindful of the words you put out into the world and avoid complaining. This can be really a really challenging practice, actually, especially if it's your first time. You will slip up, but that's okay. If you find yourself starting to complain, add a but or and, turn it into something positive. Track the instances where you caught yourself about to complain and the reflections that ensued. That's the key. So that was the third exercise. If the exercises resonate with you, I'd love to hear more and start conversations around this and to hear what came up for you. So this is what I had for you today in the Lymph Lounge. What a journey to finally get episode 3 out. Again, this podcast is available on Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify podcast platforms, as well as my own website, lymphinitiatives.com/podcast in the form of a blog post, and also on YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and follow or subscribe and turn on notifications, depending on which platform you are on. Also, you can leave me a reading or a review or even a comment on the blog post and ask your questions.